Big Iron 2017, another Legacy Seeds report here at Big Iron, and we're going to bring on a guy that everybody knows, but I'll say welcome Bruce Culseth. And who's that?
Who's that? Yeah, nobody knows.
Cowboy is here.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good. Good to be back, Mick.
Yes, we've, I guess this Big Iron is kind of the official beginning of the long winter farm show season.
Show season, yeah. Here we are. Doing it all over again.
But yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of people here this morning and going through, and that's good. Like we were talking about, this show is kind of funny because different parts of the country are always in a different part, you know. Okay, maybe they're doing edible beans, or they're doing done with wheat and canola, and so those guys from the north are maybe down, but there always seems to be some area of the country where you see more people are here from that area because they're at that stage of the farm year.
So everybody from Thompson is here today.
Hey, now a lot of edible beans still going off in Thompson. I have seen a few guys that are actually done with edibles. One guy was in this morning from up in my area, from Reynolds, and he said that just got some green spots left, and soybeans are turning. I think they're kind of running out of water. We ran out of that. You didn't do a good enough job of keeping water on
September and the end of August. We got, for the second year in a row, August was wet, wetter than usual and cooler than usual.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to be here today, and it's 90 degrees, and people are sweating, standing inside the building and hot, and from where we've been in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and I think everybody come inside now, getting out of the sun. So,
yep.
How are the crops doing up there in the Grand Forks and northern Trail County area?
You know, I think everybody is very pleased with the wheat yields. I think we had an excellent wheat crop overall. Most of the guys are very pleased there. The edibles have been running well, too. Some spots maybe that out in the headlands and stuff might have been off a week, but all in all, the crop turned out pretty good in the edibles. And a few soybeans, believe it or not. I was north of East Grand Forks yesterday and seen some soybeans coming off. Over by Beltrami yesterday also, some coming off over there. So we're starting to see that. Soybeans are starting to ripen, and it won't be long, and that'll be in the next one. And so hoping for good things. I think, of course, you know, after last year, it's pretty hard to follow that one. But
that was a record setter. That was the new benchmark.
Yeah, the new benchmark for sure. But but we're seeing some good yields out there. I was up by St. Hilaire, Minnesota yesterday also, and definitely dry, big cracks in the ground, and
ouch.
And so
you're hoping for a little rain this weekend?
We really could. I mean, I always say it's always going to start raining about September 28th, just so when beet harvest starts, it's a mess, right?
Yeah, see, I think if as people lift the calendar page to October,
it dumps it out.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay, I mean, you've got that weather experience, so I know you would know.
That's I believe that is the function, the mechanism. So now, what are guys in the Highway 200 to Highway 2 corridor, what day length is everybody growing up there?
You know, I think we had a good comment at a plot tour the other day. We see some guys that have pushed the maturities on corns and things. You know, some guys want to get up to that 90-day corn trying to get that yield. And I think what we're finding is to stay in that maturity range where you are comfortable, what it fits your area. Like for us around the Thompson Grand Forks area, you know, you range from an 81 day maybe to an 85 day corn. I think that's probably more our range, and then manage that corn, you know, maybe do some split applications of nitrogen or something. But even these earlier day corns, they have the potential to produce some outstanding yields, and of course we've seen that last year, you know. So I think managing that corn is probably just as important as pushing the maturity to get yourself into a problem.
All right, so the lesson is don't gamble with Mother Nature, because she's going to give you the short end of the stick.
Well, you know how it is. Mother Nature controls it all.
Yeah.
and that's the truth of it. So we just try to do the best job we can alongside of her.
Yeah, and like you said, manage the corn, feed it, and take good care of it, and maximize its production capability.
Yeah, you know, you never, ever would have thought, and we've seen it last year, you know, that you would see in 82 or an 83 day corn that's running 200 bushel. I mean, you just, that wasn't even in the picture, but now.
But the genetics have changed.
They have changed, and that's outstanding, and it's so fun to work with.
Yeah. Well, you've got it, and what are What are guys asking for 2018 based on this year?
Based on this year, we have had a great demand this year, and actually kind of funny, some orders have already come in. We've got a 2314 corn that is just outstanding right there in my region, and its big thing is emergence. It's excellent on emergence. With the cool spring that we had this year, it's really showing that ability, and that'll always put more yield in the bin at the end.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about.
That's our goal.
Yeah, sticking yield in the bin. All right. So to get a hold of you to talk about all of that, how do producers find you?
Hey, give me a call on my cell phone, 701-741-2473. No matter where you're at, we'll come and see you, let you know we're real people. We enjoy the game of farming. It's absolutely in our blood, and we'll get you a dealer in your area.
All right, and the best way to contact you then?
Get a hold of me or call the office, and or look us up on Facebook or the Internet, legacyseeds.com, legacyseeds.net, either one.
All righty, very good. Bruce Kulseth, Cowboy, thank you for the visit.
Hey, thanks, Mick. Nice to be back.
You're welcome.